Kenneth Pierce, age 52. Richard Brewer, age 19. Tiara Bush, age 30. Abdul Hadi Zamani.
At Academy Park in Albany Wednesday, the bells sounded 22 times for 22 workers who lost their lives last year in the Capital District. That number does not include the workers who died from COVID this past year, many of them essential workers who are not properly protected by employers.
Joel Glick, age 49. Robert David Hoffe, age 72.
Seth Cohen shared a poem.
I am your mother, father, sister, brother, child, partner, lover, friend, co-worker. I plan to go to work, to deliver my goods, repair a dump truck, work in the flour mill, farm the land, test my invention, cut the pipe, fight a structure fire, drive the sanitation truck, guide the traffic in construction zone, transport people, save lives, teach. I didn't plan to die today, but I did.
Tanya Basil, a nurse at Albany Med, responded.
That poem just blew me away because it made me realize how connected all of us laborers are.
Right.
It's just, we're family. And another thing we have in common is businesses or owners or institutions that don't place that kind of value on us, they lose track of the fact that we are family. We are all united. I've been a nurse for 24 years, and over the years I have cared for injured and the sick that come in that are laborers of one sort or another. And again, I took it for granted, that their jobs can be hazardous on a daily basis.
Mark Emanation from the Capital District Area Labor Federation and one of the organizers of the event spoke about his personal experience as a garment worker.
I went to go and apply at a union, Amalgamated Clothing and Textile Worker, organized factory. So I went and applied at that factory. Knocked on the door, walked in, beautiful place, people working. They took me to the office, I filled out an application. Then I said, there's a bunch of other garment factories in this 17-story building. I might as well go apply at another one. So I go up the stairs, I knock on the door. They open a little thing. I say what I'm there for. They close the little thing, and they unpadlock the door, and I open it up. And on a napkin, they wrote my name and phone number down around the job. And as they were getting the napkin and the pen, I looked around at all the people that were there. It was filled with women from Korea, with their children next to them, babies, by their sides while they were sewing. I looked around and the restrooms were padlocked. The place was padlocked, the restrooms were padlocked. Not that I didn't know this beforehand, but that was the difference between union jobs and non-union jobs.
Amen.
The PRO Act, which will give us the right to organize. We have a president, finally, who will sign it. We have the House of Representatives who've passed it. We have 47 senators, including the two in New York State, who are sponsoring it. We need three more. We estimate 60 million Americans want to join unions, but are prevented by these terrible laws that have been passed for the last 40, 50 years. I do not want to come back here next year. I don't want to go to another Workers' Memorial Day. The best defense working people have on the job to demand safety and health is unions.
Right.
Unions. That's what we need.
Ron Briggs of the union CSEA Region 4 spoke about workers that were injured just the day before the rally.
For the years I have been involved as a union activist, I've always appreciated the saying, mourn for the dead and fight like hell for the living. So while today we are here to mourn for those who have passed, I was asked to take about 2 minutes to talk about fighting like hell for those that are living. I represent CSEA members, and for those of you who know, members yesterday on the Northway were hit, struck by a car in a work zone, right? They actually were taking down the barriers to stop cars from merging over when the gentleman was struck. There is no way this can continue without some penalty and awareness for people. So while the gentleman, it was in critical condition overnight, he has been upgraded to serious, but he is going to be lifelong injured. And what we need to do, and what I'm asking you all to do, is take a moment. This Senate bill is 4682A, and Kennedy is the sponsor, and Assembly Bill 485. And this legislation would establish a work zone speed cameras program. How many members, how many friends, how many fathers, how many sisters, how many mothers have to be injured or killed before we take it upon ourselves to fight like hell so that people will remember that we cannot go through a work zone speeding, minding our telephone, minding our radio, whatever you are minding, instead of paying attention to those men and women standing there risking their life.
We heard readings from an upcoming book of poems by essential workers during the pandemic called Coronavirus Haiku.
9 hours empty, a 12-hour taxi shift, spent 6 with Bassie. Pickles and french fries, two bees buzzing, it's a fight. Printmaking begins. First time I saw a homeless man smile at me in a while. Black blood on white sheet, bird season, black birds only, mother hen grief tweets. Time for coffee break. Cabbie double parks by store. A cop tickets him. Dismal season, then. I am reminded seeds sprout from cracks in concrete.
Mark Emanation shared some additional thoughts about workers during the pandemic.
Yeah. It's like essential workers that we have nice little commercials. Oh, you're so essential. And then we couldn't give them masks. We couldn't protect them. So they were expendable workers. Another word for essential was expendable. I'm a member of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. We've lost over 1,000 members nationwide. Meat packers, poultry workers, grocery store workers who've died of COVID. And you go like, what? You know, and those were, you know, someone said up here, it's like, you know, you go to work, you expect to like work safe, come home. You don't expect to die because somebody wouldn't buy you a mask. The nurses at Albany Med. Mike's a nurse at Albany Med here.
Hi.
They're doing over their mask. They got to clean their own masks during COVID and reuse them for like a week. They didn't have
20. They told us the mask is good for 20 uses.
And they should have like immediately tested every single person.
A recurring theme from speakers at the event was to push for passage of the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, or the PRO Act. The PRO Act is a bill in Congress right now that the president has promised to sign if passed that would make it easier for unions to organize and grow. Mark Emanation explained just one of the ways that companies in the U.S. make it harder for unions to organize.
We were living in, let's say, Australia. You had 100 people working in a factory, and you got 51 people to sign a union card, there's a union. Here, there's an election that they can drag out for 3 years, intimidate everybody, have attrition and firings and all things, and then have the election. So we need that PRO Act.
Kara Garbarino, another organizer, closed the gathering.
We must fight back. We simply cannot and will not let politicians and corporations put workers in danger, drive down wages, and destroy our communities. We must pass the PRO Act. We must pass the Protecting America's Workers Act to provide OSHA protection to the millions of workers without it. Stronger criminal and civil penalties for companies that seriously violate job safety laws and approved anti-retaliation protections. We must ensure that all workers have the necessary protections against COVID-19 at work. Our hardworking brothers and sisters dedicate themselves to their job each and every day and deserve to return home safely to their loved ones at night. So today I stand here with you all to pledge to fight for safe jobs, economic security, opportunity, and a better life for all. I hope that you will all pledge with me because workplace safety should be a right for every worker. Thank you.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel. I had help on this story from Willie Terry.